name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. Stimulus Steve, a.k.a. El Scorcho, a.k.a. grinding to get my weight back after that surgery, feeling a lot better. Sitting here this morning with my ride-along co-host, the Paparazzi. What's up, brother?
Man, a great week for VIP Sports. Big news over at Del Mar Racetrack.
Well, when you bring in almost $1 million in 7 days, yeah, I don't know how many other sports consultants are doing that. You know, one thing about it is men lie, women lie, but nobody is bringing in the money that VIP Sports is right now, and we will get to that in a minute. Today's date, September 3rd, 2020, podcast number 280.
Man, we're going to have a big surprise on podcast 300. That's going to be one hell of a celebration.
Goddamn right it is. Our show is sponsored by BetUS, real estate agent Josh Broussard, SportsBet MVP, and, of course, Blue Chew. Special announcement, beginning next week, the VIP Sports Las Vegas podcast will move to Wednesday nights going forward. We want to make sure we give out that information on Wednesday for that Thursday football so guys can absolutely get fucking paid.
Yes.
You know what I mean, Bobby?
Correct.
We want to get a full football preview each week this season, and having that extra day felt important to me.
Yeah.
So I feel that we got to move it to Wednesday. Mark your calendars, guys, for next Wednesday nights, and thank you for making the move. Changing the podcast from Thursday. Before we get into the podcast, as you guys know, El Scorcho himself made history at Del Mar. Shout out to my boy Mike D, who we're actually going to call here right now. It was the biggest payout at Del Mar in the last 6 years.
Yeah, you keyed in on a horse that almost nobody had, and Mike D
it was 60-1, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, get it directly from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Guys, like I said, no other sports consultant in the world, nobody in the last 10 years has ever, and I mean ever, turned $1,300 into $750,000. So, purse boy, all you wannabe guys out there, what's the one dude that's mimicking me, this Mazda dude, or what the fuck is his name? Hey, bro,
get
your own closing statements.
Big bet, Mike.
Yeah, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. I got an absolute blowout winner. Listen, I got no problem with people imitating success
right. Because
that's how I became successful. But stop trying to be me, bro. Get off my dick and tell your girl to give me a call. Be yourself. Don't try to be me. Fair enough?
Do your own thing, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and start the show by giving my boy Mike D a call so you can hear it right from the horse's mouth how we made $750,000.
And he gave you your commission, too. He's a gentleman.
Well, he actually picked a couple horses on himself on the pick five, but not the ones that pay.
Correct.
All right. That's how that works.
Hello?
Yo, I'm looking for my boy Mike D.
What's happening? Steve?
Man, just rocking and rolling, brother. How's that money? How's that money? That's $750,000. Well, you sent me $250,000. So how's that half a million treating you over there?
It feels pretty good, man. I tell you, I didn't know that it was possible, but it is. It is, man.
Anyway,
I've been doing that shit for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, we've been partners for a long, long time, making some big money. And for you guys that don't know, this guy right here is considered a whale.
Yes, sir.
Even though he bet $1,300 and turned it into $750,000, Mike D is a guy that bets $10,000 to $20,000 a game. When he comes to town, he fires $50,000 a game. And from what you're telling me, Mike, when you come in next week for football, we might bet $100,000 a game.
Yeah, we love something, absolutely.
All right, bud.
Absolutely, man.
So anyway, you have the floor. I want you to tell these guys. Now, obviously on the pick five, like I said, you had two horses. But you called me and wanted me to get you a long shot because without that long shot, the ticket would have paid $10,000. Instead, it paid $750,000. So you want to tell my clients out there how this went down?
Yeah, man.
I play these things every weekend when the pools are big. You know, I didn't know you guys were big into the horse racing until I saw it about a month ago. And, you know, I called you up, and you gave me the 10 horse in the 8th race. The horse's name was Looper's Dream. I'll never forget it. And I said, what is it like about that horse? Because I didn't see it. He never got better than 6. And the horse paid $68 to win, and you said, just put him on the ticket. Make sure you put that horse on the ticket. So I did, and no one else in the country did have that horse on the ticket. So it paid off the whole pool.
Last time I checked, you made history. We made history. Biggest payout at Del Mar in the last 6 years.
Yeah. It was nice, man. It was, I'm still, still in awe a little bit, but, you know, the money hit the bank the next day. Broke you off your piece, and, yeah, man, we'll go from there. Now we got a nice bankroll for football.
I can't fucking wait, brother. And, of course, you know, the last couple days, baseball, haven't been too good. We had the Houston Astros run line last night that sucked a big cock. But overall, we've still been killing. As a whole, we've still been murdering baseball for the entire year.
Yeah. It's a long-term investment, just like anything else, man. But this is just a lot funner. And as long as you're smart, just like you say, the money management, you'll come out on top. There's going to be ebbs and flows, but there's definitely more highs for dealing with you guys.
So it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, correct?
Exactly.
All right, brother.
I'm not worried about it.
All right, well, I don't want to give these guys too much information. Before you know it, they'll be running your name, Googling you, trying to find you, and getting your goddamn phone number.
Right, gotcha. No, I'm not going anywhere. It's been 4 or 5 years, and now after this score we just hit, I wouldn't hit it without you guys.
So, all right. Well, Mike, I just want to appreciate you for being an honest, real client. You know, what these people got to understand is winning is the hard part. Paying should be the easy part. And a lot of times I make these guys big money, and they run like a fucking world-class track star when it comes down to paying.
Right. No, I bet. No, man, it's your integrity is everything. You know, your integrity is everything in this world. So, you know, a lot of gamblers, they don't have much of that, but, you know, just got to stick with the right ones.
All right.
You got enough of them.
All right, brother. All right, well, listen, man, I appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy spending that money. I know that you're chilling. I will pick you up at the airport Wednesday. You're coming in at what, like 9 o'clock? Or what time is the jet coming in?
Right around there. Yeah, about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'll hit you up a couple hours. When I leave Cleveland, I'll hook you up. I'll text you.
Are you coming solo? Are you bringing the wife or what? Should I come pick you up?
No, I'm bringing the boys, man. I'm taking the wife this weekend to kick it, but I'm gonna bring the boys to Vegas.
So bring the Rolls Royce.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, brother. I look forward to seeing you Wednesday. We'll make history again. We'll post some $50,000 tickets for these guys.
Got the Derby.
And hey, I know you're excited to wonder what I'm doing on the Derby.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Derby's going to be big. It's going to be tough to beat that Tisdale. It's tough to beat him, but I'm going to have to take it, sure.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we can hit a lick for $750,000, but we'll do our best. Hey, you think I should run these guys a little Kentucky Derby promotion and let them get a chance to get some of that money?
Absolutely. The Pick 6 pool is projected to be about $7 billion.
Well, and it has our name written all over it. Mike, I want you to have a beautiful day. Thank you for your time, brother. And let's go keep getting that money. Fair enough?
All right, man. I'll see you guys.
All right, brother. All right. Men lie, women lie. Results don't, guys. And I'm looking right into the fucking camera to all you sports consultants that think you're me. Have you ever in your life turned $1,300 into $750,000?
No.
Not no, but fuck no. There's only one Steve Stevens. There's only one Michael Jordan of this sports betting business, and his name is Steve motherfucking Stevens. So for all you guys out there that are ready for football, you guys out there that want to bet big money, give me a call, 877-220-6540, and I'll make you more money this season than you could possibly ever imagine. Don't get bamboozled by all these guys texting and emailing you, claiming to be me, putting fake tickets on their fucking Instagram, buying fake followers, and all that bullshit. You guys work too hard for your money, and you deserve to win. Poppy, let's run a Kentucky Derby promotion. I'm going to give you 7 days of my owner selections. Not action plays, not VIP plays. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 7 days of my owner selections, which include NBA playoffs, hockey playoffs, Major League Baseball, football, and Kentucky Derby. 5 different sports. It's a $2,500 value I'm going to give to you guys for $250.
Wow.
You heard what I said. I'm running 7 days of owner selections where you get all 5 sports, college football, NFL football, Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, and the Kentucky Derby for $250.
And I think we can use our information for the Kentucky Derby card, so it won't even be just the Kentucky Derby race. It'll be some other races as well.
The bottom line is, Paparazzi, it's well over a $2,500 value for $250 to work with me for 7 days. A $500 player picks up fucking $2,500. A $2,000 player picks up at least $10,000. Call now. I'll see you in the winner's circle. Fair enough?
Anybody gambling should definitely take advantage of that offer. That is for sure.
Plain and simple. And, guys, we also got some breaking news. As you know, we got to announce the contest winner.
Yes.
We did a random raffle, as I did on the podcast last week. I said somebody was going to be receiving 7 days of my VIP service.
Correct.
With an owner selection thrown in absolutely free. And guess what? Here it is right here. The winner of the contest, guys, goes to the Cool Uncle 49. That's Cool, C-O-O-L, Uncle 49, who commented on YouTube that said Steve Stevens is back. Congratulations, Cool Uncle.
Good job, man.
Make sure you give us a call or DM me so you can get your week of service of VIP plays. And, guys, if you don't take advantage of that $250 promotion, owner selections for 5 different sports, then you're out of your fucking mind. It's time to make money. It's the best time of the year. It's the first time in history where all 5, 6 sports are playing at the same time.
Yep.
Take advantage of it, guys. I know I am. I got mine. You better get yours.
Well, for Cool Uncle, I wish I was his nephew, because after he does 7 days of business with you in those plays, those nephews and nieces are probably going to get some really cool gifts.
Well, not only that, but after that week, he'll be investing, you know, $10,000, $20,000, you know, $50,000 for the season.
Yeah.
So I can show him how to make 6 figures and tear up this season.
Yeah. Plain it. The T-shirt winners, that'll get announced here in the next few days, too, because we're going to give out some T-shirts as well.
Guys, you want to get a hold of us, 877-220-6540. Go to my website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Put in your phone number if you're looking for a free pick, and we'll get back with you immediately. Follow us up. Now, keep in mind, though, the free picks are action plays.
Yes.
They're not VIP plays. They're not owner selections, and they sure as fuck aren't my personal plays. But if you're looking to get your feet wet and you want a winner so you can get signed up, we have packages for all size, shapes of sports bettors. Whether you're small or tall, crawling or balling, I got your back. Anyway, guys, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at VIP Sports LV. If you don't want to call, direct message me is the best way of doing business. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, make sure you join the live chat for the first airing of each episode. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Click that little bell to receive notifications. That way you get alerted. Might as well tell them, Poppy, I've been talking about it for a long time. We're going to do a Rolls Royce cam.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to do sports book reviews starting this week.
Yes.
I think it's only right these people that are going to start coming back into town know where to go.
Yep.
And what sports book is doing what at what casino.
Yep,
a lot of you guys don't know, William Hill just bought out Cantor.
Yep.
There is no more Cantor. William Hill is taking over the game. So for you guys that didn't know, if you had an online lap with Cantor and your account doesn't work, you might want to call the casino to get your new account number with William Hill.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of my guys that come to town that, you know, bring $500,000, $200,000, $100,000, they get their own account set up over there. And so they're having to come back, make the phone call to change and get that new account number so we can get those games in. And
I think they'll be much happier with William Hill. Me personally, William Hill is a lot better than Cantor, offers a lot more lines, a lot more in-gaming stuff, and I think you'll be much happier.
If you're going to invest in something to make you a better person and a better salesman, right now there's no better time to invest in what, Paparazzi?
That's Master Closer 101 with Steve Stevens. You know, there is no better time than now to invest in yourself. with Steve's new virtual training course, Master Closer 101. Get the tools you need directly from Steve to become the best salesman at your job. Go to MasterCloser101.com today and be on your way to the top.
It's a little bit more than that. You're going to learn modern-day sales techniques, going to show you how to bring in more deals, how to create more business, how to bring your closing percentage up, and how to take your company from a bottom feeder to a top-notch five-star corporation. Plain and fucking simple. It'll take an average salesman into a master closer over fucking night. Guys, MasterCloser101.com right now. Turn your mouthpiece from a BB gun to an Uzi. Go to MasterCloser.com now. MasterCloser101.com. Hello again. Remember, guys, you have to have a positive mindset and attitude. You have to be assured of yourself that the product you're selling is the best product on the market. You have to believe in your product, and you have to have the client believe that it's the best product on the market, and you have to show him that he needs it. Because after all, if you don't believe in your product, your client sure as hell won't believe in it either. It's extremely important that you are excited about the product or service that you're selling. Let me give you guys an example. If you're selling lower interest rates, you have to apply to the greed. You're going to tell the company or the client how much money that you're going to save them. If you're selling life care or vitamins, you're going to have to tell the client how long he's going to live or how it's going to better his health. If you're selling an investment, you have to apply to the greed. Tell him how much money he's going to make in this investment, how it's going to change his life. You have to believe in your product 110%, because if you don't believe in your product, nobody else will. Sales jobs will change throughout your sales career. I guarantee it. You will do a wide variety of sales of different products and services. Once you're a master closer, it doesn't matter what you sell, because you can move mountains and you'll be able to sell anybody at any time and not take no for an answer. A great skill for knowing your product is to write down the best reasons for the customer to buy today as related to your product. If you come up short, ask one of your coworkers or a manager, what's the top 10 reasons why this client should buy? Put the list on your desk, memorize it. These are things that will help you create a want for your product. It'll highlight your product and, more importantly, show the benefit to the client of him purchasing your product, how it's going to change him, show the need for the product. That's the way to become a master closer. Also, for all you guys that have been wondering about the maintenance, the $199 a month.
Yep.
I'm even going to run that special for maybe $100, where you get a master closer class that I do once a week. I'm going to start doing a new podcast. It's Master Closer 101 School, where you get to work with me live on a Zoom meeting. Everybody goes on live, and you can ask me questions, and I can teach you everything you learned from Master Closer 101 and how to use it and be effective directly from me. So be looking for Master Closer Class 101 coming soon, probably starting next week. And make sure you sign up for your monthly maintenance at MasterCloser101.com. It's Labor Day weekend, Poppy. What are we doing for these people?
Well, we're holding our annual Labor Day clearance sale on absolute blowout winter apparel. Beginning this Friday through next Monday to absoluteblowoutwinter.com and enjoy 50% savings on all items plus free shipping. We have very limited supplies remaining, so act now if you want to have your swag intact for this football season. And stay tuned for news about our new Absolute Blowout Winter and Fair Enough masks and more new merchandise on the way. AbsoluteBlowoutWinter.com. You've got winners and losers. Which one are you?
Last time I checked, I'm an absolute blowout fucking winner.
Yeah, the merchandise here has been flying off the shelves, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and a couple comments that a guy's made on my Instagram about me almost dying and all that.
Yeah.
You figure if you almost had a dying experience, you would be humble. You can humble my motherfucking nuts. I am a go-getter. I'm a guy that does whatever it takes to get the job done. I don't let any surgery or any life-death experience change me. Because look at how I am. The average motherfucker can't have surgery 10 days ago and be back on the grind like I am, already gained fucking 5 pounds back, even though I can't work out or nothing, because I'm mentally strong. Humble? I'm a humble person in life. But when it comes down to business, I'm a go-getter. I'm a master closer. So maybe you should learn how to, instead of dislike me, to get like me, and maybe you'll make more money and get your mind right, so if anything bad ever happens to you, you can heal, rather than lay down like a bitch. Because there's two things that happen when you get hurt. Fight or flight. And best believe I'm a fighter. And I will fucking defend that to the very end. It makes me who I am. And that's what made me successful and a multi-fucking millionaire. I don't give a fuck about the money. Mentally and being mind strong makes you healthy, makes your health strong. Don't ever forget
that. And a couple comments. If they saw actually your scar, how quickly it's healed, people would freak out.
Yeah, they would.
I mean, you would absolutely freak
out. Got my staples out, got my stitches out. Another 2 weeks, I'll be back in the gym, healthy as fucking can be. But like I said, guys, the average person can't make the comeback that I have. If you have it in you and you have the willpower and you have the mindset, you can do it too. I thought I was setting an example.
Yeah.
Not trying to act not humble.
And first off, you are humble out of the office. You were very appreciative of what the doctors did to you. You were appreciative that it saved your life and everything. So for anybody who thinks he wasn't humble or he's cocky or whatever, no. He wanted to get back on the grind. He was in the hospital working. He feels a responsibility to his clients to make them money. And he wasn't going to go lay in bed and feel sorry for himself.
Yeah, if I was still on Percocets, I wouldn't have my focus. I wouldn't have my mental clarity. I didn't eat their fucking pills. I tell them to take their pills and shove them up their ass.
Yeah.
I'm all about health, wellness, and making money. Anyway, guys, Kentucky Derby is brought to you by BetUS. Sports are back, and BetUS is ready to get you back in the game. NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and everything in between with over 25 years in business. BetUS is America's favorite sports book, and they are ready to take your game to the next level. With more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is a fully licensed sports book providing premier betting experience to millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account with BetUS today using my promotional code LV125. You got to use the promotional code LV as in Las Vegas 125 and get 150% bonus on your first deposit for either sportsbook or the casino. Check out BetUS on social media at BetUS Official and keep an eye out for their upcoming contest. BetUS.com, America's favorite sportsbook. Why don't we go over some odds of the Kentucky Derby, Poppy?
Well, over here it says Tis the Law is plus 150. That's inaccurate. Right now, Tis the Law is 3-5 morning line. So
that is correct.
If you can get plus 150, start betting that right now because Tis the Law is going to be ultra tough in the race. He drew the 17 hole, which historically isn't the greatest draw, but I think in this race he's going to be fine. You have Honor AP, the second choice, plus $5. Authentic, who's 8-1 morning line. Suzanne, who's plus 12, 12-1 morning line. Dr. Post, 12-1 morning line. Cafe Pharaoh, 16-1. Max Player, 16-1. Uncle Chuck, 16-1. The key to this race, guys, is going to be the outside draws, the 16, 17, and 18 hole. Those are the prohibitive favorites going to be in this race. Now, you can look at this race one of two ways. Tis the Law has done nothing wrong in his starts. He raced a couple weeks ago over at Saratoga in the big race and was dominant there. This is a horse who stalks the pace, and then when they question to go, they push the go button, this horse takes off. Me and my professional opinion, being somebody that's raced horses, this horse is going to be tough. He's done nothing wrong, and he looks ultra game. However, you have a bunch of other horses here that are they've raced a couple of times. And this whole season with Corona, the Derby being here in September rather than May, you have question marks. So could somebody who's not as seasoned as Tis the Law, who may be a little bit fresher, win this race? Yes. So this is a question of two races. Do you take the horse who's been absolutely dominant, and if you feel that's the way this race is going to go, they cannot beat Tis the Law. If you feel that Tis the Law may not be as fresh, and one of these horses is going to step up their game that hasn't quite shown their ability yet, then you bet against Tis the Law and go for a price. That's how I see this race.
Yeah, well, if they want to see the race and they want to know who I'm playing, the guy that just won $750,000 in Del Mar,
yeah,
take advantage of that $250 promotion for the week of owner selections and get ready to get absolutely paid.
Well, and remember, last year Steve had the Superfecta. Maximum Security got taken down, and Steve hit a pretty nice flick there. I think it was $60,000 for the Superfecta.
Get it right, Poppy. It was $81,400. I remember a bit vividly.
Okay. And remember, Steve's also going to have on the card some pick three, some pick four, so there's going to be some exotic wagers. So if Tis the Law is the horse that Steve's playing, with the prohibitive favorite, there's still going to be some prices and nice tickets for Steve to hit. He may have another Superfecta ticket for you. So make sure you call VIP Sports either to take advantage of that $250 special, which, believe me, you guys should take advantage of. If not, call for the Kentucky Derby package that Steve's going to have.
Absolutely. I had a fan write in. They had a quick question for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Says the new owner of the XFL, Dwayne Johnson, is keeping $7 framed on his wall to remind him of how he had just $7 to his name when he was released by the CFL. Here's the question. For new fans of the podcast, please discuss where you came from, how you made it, and how important it is to never forget where you came from. Well, one thing about me, guys, I come from North Las Vegas. I was raised in the hood, old horse property, pretty much predominantly black neighborhood. I grew up, had absolutely nothing. Now, did my mom make it to where we ate every day and gave us a good life and I played baseball and was in sports and all that? Absolutely. But paparazzi was blessed enough to ride with me not too long ago to drive by my old house,
yeah.
Which, coming from where I'm living now, was that a shack or what?
It was a shack, but it was very cool to see where you came from to where you are now. It really was.
Well, I told you where I'd walk to the bus stop, where we'd scrap, run races, do our fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll never forget walking to that bus stop every single day, boy. I'd get a new pair of shoes. Boy, I'd be out there trying to race every motherfucker at the bus stop. And, you know, where I'm from, you know, you beat a guy in a race or whatever. Before you know it, it ends up you're scrapping out there on the fucking street before the race. And, you know, that's just the way that I was raised. We were in a neighborhood of guys that wanted to win and do whatever it takes to get out of our situation. But shout out to my mom. I was raised by a single mom. Both of my brother and myself's dads were gone. They never paid her no child support. Mom, I love you. You're one of the best women I've ever met in my life. She helps out with my children. She's one of the reasons why my children are mannered and respect other people. Because, you know, I'm kind of easy on my kids. She will easily check them in a fucking second, make sure they say please, thank you. And, Mom, for that, I love you. And that's probably the reason why I bought her a house in Summerlin.
Yeah.
You know, because she deserves it
more than
anybody.
Your mom is one cool lady.
So, guys, is there any stories that you have, where you came from, anything you keep in your office, anything as a token to remind yourself where you came from? Put in a comment and let me know. I'd like to know, guys. You do like making money, correct? I'm Steve Stevens. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer. Whether you're here in town on business or to flat out gamble, don't forget, sports betting is a multi-billion dollar industry and you deserve your fair share. Call 877-220-6540 or go to VIPSportsLasVegas.com, mention this ad, and get a $500 personal play absolutely free. See you in the winner's circle. Major League Baseball, Golden Nuggets. It's time for those Golden Nuggets. I know you guys love those. I've had guys calling me lately that say, well, Steve, it's time for me to sign up with you. I've been making a bunch of money on your Golden Nuggets watching your podcast. Remember one thing. Golden Nuggets come from stats and trends. They're not necessarily games that I'm betting. Now, a lot of these Golden Nuggets in here, do I bet myself? Yes. But you have to pick and choose and do them at the right time.
That's the key.
Have to call me to know when and where to place these bets. Who's our Golden Nuggets brought to you by, Poppy?
Well, our good real estate friend, Josh Broussard. If you live in Las Vegas area and you're in the market for an affordable and reliable residential or commercial real estate, give our friend Josh Broussard at Quantified Investment Group a call. His deep understanding of current market trends, combined with his honesty and integrity, makes Josh one of our city's finest real estate agents. You'll have the winning edge when it comes to finding your dream property. Call or text Josh today at 702-546-9470 or send him an email at joshualvhomes@gmail.com. This is coming direct from our good friend, Steve Stevens. Joshua Broussard is Steve's guy when it comes to finding the right real estate in Las Vegas for any size budget. Call him at 702-546-9470 or email him at joshualvhomes@gmail.com today. Fair enough?
Fair fucking enough. Let's get right into the Golden Nuggets, guys. As you know, Golden Nuggets make people a lot of money. So here's a team with a strong overall record, but you can fade this team as underdogs on the road. Remember I said that. Atlanta Braves, 0-9 as road dogs.
That seems like a pretty good stat, 0-9.
It's a team you can fade on the road. They're hot as a pistol at home. They're a team that's been scoring a lot of runs right now. But at the same time, playing the Boston Red Sox, is that any type of good defeat?
No.
So it is what it is. But, guys, they have a strong overall record, but make sure you fade them on the road. As I said, Atlanta Braves are 0-9 as road dogs. Here is one team to fade when they are favored on the run line. Milwaukee Brewers, 4-15 as a favorite on the run line. And I would know that more than anybody because I had two of those motherfuckers before I came to realization to never take Milwaukee Brewers on the run line ever again.
Yeah, they're in close games, and when they're favorites and stuff, and you think, hey, let's just play them on the run line, this is not the team you want to play on the run line.
I hope you're writing this shit down, guys. Here's another thing to write down. Here's a team that covers as run line favorites.
Yes.
This is a team that gets the job done as a run line favorite. Colorado Rockies, 16-5 on the run line as favorites.
Yes, Skip discussed that a couple weeks ago when he was a guest co-host here. He told you that Colorado was one of the best road covering teams. They had a couple, the best ERA on the road. So Colorado is a team that you can take advantage of, get a couple nice prices as underdogs. 16-5 on the road as favorites on the run line.
I hope you're focused over there, Lily. I know you got a friend with you or whatever. Let's make sure we have a bomb podcast. We got a lot of info to tell these people. More importantly, the LA Angels, 13-4 paparazzi to the over when they're listed as underdogs.
Wow, that's a good stat there too.
So hear me out again. 13-4 to the over when they're an underdog. So when you see the LA Angels as an underdog, make sure you bet the over. They're 13-4. Why don't we do some Major League Baseball umpire nuggets?
Wow, this is a segment that I hate when we give out because this
it's
is
a segment
where you make so much money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're giving out our ancient Chinese secret as far as this is concerned.
This is the first time we've done it this season.
Guys, I'm trying to give you all the ammo you can so you can call my company and go into football season. And let me ask you a question. Do you want to go into this football season betting with your money or the bookie's money? I would have to say the bookies' money all day fucking long.
Yeah, definitely the bookies' money.
Home umpires, when these guys are behind the home plate, the home team wins. These are umpires. When they're behind home plate, the home team wins. John Topane, 7-0. Ryan Addington, 6-1. Here's away umpires. John Lepka, 7-1. Tim Timmons, 5-0. DJ Rayburn, 6-1. And Larry Vanover, 6-1. I'm not going to go over that again. Either you got it or you didn't.
37-4.
37-4, guys. When's the last time you went 37-4 betting sports? That is a statistic that you better rewind this podcast and go over. Do your homework. Check the umpires and get the fucking money.
That's information that your average guy doesn't have That was about a free $10,000
minimum. Yeah. $10,000 better picks well up $20,000+.
But information that you pay for and
$5,000 better is picking up well over six figures on that stat.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, NFL news and win totals. Who's that brought to you by, Poppy?
Well, that's brought to us by SportsBet MVP. If you're a fan of our podcast, you're definitely betting on sports, and you're probably have an opinion about what's important to you when it comes to a reliable online sportsbook and casino. Well, there's a new kid in town, and I'm telling you that sportsbetmvp.ag is the place to get your action in this season. With industry-leading gambling services and the best customer service in the business, SportsBetMVP's state-of-the-art betting interface provides a selection of wagering and odds for players of all levels. SportsBetMVP has bigger incentives than any other online sportsbook, and they make payouts fast and easy, which is very important. Want some more good news? SportsBetMVP has now added a Vegas-style one-time play rollover bonus. Avoid getting stuck in the 10 times rollover trap that other sportsbooks force you into, and get a 125% sign-up bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. Get started today by using my promo code VIPMVP. One more time, that's VIPMVP, all one word, at sportsbetmvp.ag. This is a new season of sports betting, and it's time to move on from your tired old sports book that you feel stuck with. Join SportsBetMVP today and see why sports betting newcomers and wagering veterans are making the switch.
All right, guys, we're going to go right into it. The Bleacher Report listed their top quarterbacks right now. I want you guys to tell me whether you agree or disagree with the fucking list. Number one, Pat Mahomes. Steve Stevens agrees.
I think you got to agree. Yeah.
Well, you got to. Number two, Russell Wilson.
I don't agree at number two.
I don't agree at number two either. Great quarterback. Number three, Lamar Jackson. I don't agree as number three, but good quarterback.
Yeah.
Number four, Deshaun Watson.
Not
agreed.
I don't think at number four.
At number four, no?
No.
Okay. Number five, Dak Prescott. I mean, Dak should be like number three, in my opinion. The guy's going to have to get the job done. Number six is going to blow your fucking mind.
He's got to be way up further.
No, this guy should be number two, yeah. Three at the Drew Brees they got at number six. Yeah. So
what about a guy named Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, hold on. Well, I didn't get to that. Like, Bleacher Report listed their top quarterbacks as number one, Pat Mahomes, agreed. Number two, Russell Wilson. Yeah, he could be there or whatever. Where the fuck is Aaron Rodgers? You got Drew Brees at number six? Give me a fucking break. This list right here. And where's Tom Brady?
Yeah, where's Tom Brady? There you go.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
This list should be Pat Mahomes as number one, Tom Brady at number two, Drew Brees at number three,
Drew Brees
Aaron Rodgers at number four,
yeah.
And then you could add all these other motherfuckers in. Plain and fucking simple. Do you agree with me, or do you agree with this bullshit Bleacher Report?
Deshaun Watson, not a winner. Dak Prescott, not a winner. Lamar Jackson, I like. He's coming along, but he's kind of a bit more one-dimensional with running.
Maybe I need to start putting out the Steve Stevens report, because this Bleacher Report is bleached the fuck out. That's for sure.
Russell Wilson is a winner, but he's not a guy who throws for 350 yards a game.
Well, check this out. And you guys are listening to the Bleacher Report. Is it that fucking Kelly Vegas bitch on Bleacher Report?
I don't know. I think so.
God.
Yeah.
That just tells you everything right there. Yeah. Like, you're going to love this one, guys. Brady was all the way back at number 22 on the list.
Yeah. Somebody at Bleacher Report needs to be fired, and they need to get somebody who knows what they're doing.
And hold on. And Aaron Rodgers didn't even make the top 10. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers didn't make the top 10, and Tom Brady's at number 22. So, Bleacher Report, shame on you, you stupid motherfuckers. Get your game tight, man. Seriously. NFL win totals, over and unders. This is going to be very important. Chiefs, 11.5 wins. Do you take that over or under? It's going to be right there.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. Pick up the phone, 877-220-6540, Shorty.
Real easy.
Chiefs, 11.5 wins. The over, minus 145. The under, plus 115. Might want to take that under. You never fucking know. Cowboys, 9.5 wins. The over, 155 minus. The under, plus 125.
I like the over on that one. I think the Cowboys have a better year this year.
I think they get 10 wins.
Yep.
Las Vegas Raiders, 7.5 wins. Over 105, under 125.
I love
my team. That might be an under. We're going to have to see, guys.
Yep.
They're not going to have the team, and they're not going to be as successful as you think. And that's from coming from a guy that was just with the players at the stadium just a couple days ago.
They need a couple years.
Tampa, 9.5 wins. Over 140, under 110. That's a very tricky one right there. Saints, 10.5 wins. Over 115, under 115. They got them favored both ways. What does that tell you?
Tricky.
Very fucking tricky. College football is brought to you by who, Poppy?
My boys over at Blue Chew. Hey, Blue Chew, if you're listening, if you'd like to send a few samples this way, you know.
Yeah, Blue Chew, we're going to need a couple samples sent out here to VIP Sports. My guys during football season are going to be making a tremendous amount of money, and I want to make sure that they break a few girls' backs so, you know, they get their rocks off so we can be happy.
Yeah.
But anyway, who is college football brought to them by?
Our friends at Blue Chew. Let's talk about something we could all use a lot more of during this time when we're all stuck at home. Sex. Great sex. If there's any sports podcast that talks about sex, it's this one. You've heard us talk about the reverse grab and the windshield wiper with Steve's girls, and it's time to increase our performance and get an extra boost of confidence in bed starting today. Blue Chew is the first chewable alternative with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, and they work twice as fast as a pill you swallow. So you'll be ready to go when your partner is in the mood to go down and get down. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. It's made in the USA and ships right to your door in a discreet package. And today, Blue Chew is offering a special deal for the fans of the VIP Sports Las Vegas podcast. Go to BlueChew.com and use our promotional code VIP and get your first shipment absolutely free with no haggle or no hassle. That's promo code VIP, and you'll only pay the $5 shipping fee. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of bed with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color, BlueChew.com. Try it for free today.
When I get, speaking of blowing out backs, a friend of mine, I used to blow her back out all the time, good friend of mine. Shout out to Natasha Easter. Doctor found a lump in her breast. She's going in to see what's going on. My prayers are with you. Hope it's not cancer. No matter what it is, let's get that cut out. And I wish you a successful recovery. And you need anything, I'll be there for you. Shout out to Tosh. Many experts are calling Iowa City the biggest COVID hotshot in the country. But regardless, Iowa State is allowing 25,000 fans to be in attendance in its opening game on September 12th.
Real smart.
What does this tell you about the season being played out or not? And is this a good or bad thing? Well, it's a good thing that football's playing. It's good that they're bringing the fans in the stadium. Would you catch Steve Stevens and his family at that game? Abso-fucking-lutely not. I would have to call NASA to get a full moon suit for me and my kids to walk into that stadium at a hotshot COVID area with 25 motherfuckers not only sitting next to you, but breathing, screaming, and spitting right fucking next to you.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're playing football. I think you're asking for a disaster by bringing these everybody in there. I think we're trying to eliminate COVID and bring it down. So I think you're making an absolutely moronic decision to bring 25,000 people there. Let them play football. Let us get football going first, then bring the people there. That would be a hell of an idea.
Yeah, but hey, it is what it is. I'm glad to see everything get back to normal because sooner or later, we got to stop being scared.
I agree with that.
And just make the fucking world back to where it is. So I agree with that 110%. However, would I be there? Absolutely not. Thursday's opener, 53.5 total. South Alabama at Southern Miss, minus 15, Poppy. Interesting note, Frank Gore Jr. is now playing for Southern Miss. His dad, Frank Gore, is still playing in the NFL at running back for the Jets, and he is the current active total rushing yards leader in football. South Alabama was 3-3 as a road dog last year. How do you think they'll do this year?
I think they may be a little bit better this year.
They'll be better than 50%.
Yeah, I do want to make a little statement here. Some of the games this weekend may not be the Ohio State versus Michigan. It might not be Notre Dame versus USC. However, a lot of these teams are teams that you've used regularly over the past few years.
Anybody that knows me that watched my TV show knows that I'll be getting those UL Monroes, those Ball States. There's certain teams out there that'll get the job done for you where people don't even know one player on the team,
correct,
don't know the coach, don't know nothing about the division. But at the same time, guys, we don't want you to know nothing.
Right.
As a sports consultant, it's job. My job to keep you working at your job, and it's my job to make you a second income by telling you who to bet. Remember, it's my gray for your payday.
Yeah, so just because the big teams might not be playing this weekend doesn't mean, oh boy, they're not playing, so we don't have a play. Steve's going to have information on these games, and to be honest with you, he gets better information on these smaller teams than the big games.
Well,
so,
I will tell you a game I do have information is on Saturday, SMU versus Texas State.
Yeah.
SMU minus 22, the total is 70. SMU won last year 42-17, and they have their 10-win returning quarterback, Big Shane over there, back as quarterback. So they pretty much have the same team. SMU got the job done last year. They're pretty fucking solid. However, will they cover that 22-point spread? It's going to be right there. Take advantage of that $250 promotion, and I'll fucking tell you.
On Monday, we probably have the biggest names, matchup, which is BYU at Navy. It's basically a pick 'em. Navy has their, as usual, triple option attack versus BYU's wide open offense. The total in the game is 53. Steve may have a play on that one. NBA, guys, last night, Denver defeated Utah. It was a great game. Game 7 won by 2 points. The L.A. Lakers are going to be facing the winner of tonight's game. Game 7, I believe, Clippers and
You all right over there?
No, bro? No. I'm
You're trying to give
mind.
Out NBA information. No. Don't even know who the fuck is
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, I don't even know the matchups. Anyway, yeah, the Lakers have advanced. The Clippers have advanced. Denver has advanced over on the Eastern Conference side. You have Boston leading Toronto 2-0 in the series.
There you go.
You have Miami surprisingly leading Milwaukee. They play today. I think Milwaukee will tie that series up.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Has Denver been underrated?
Denver has...
Just answer it. Is it yes or no?
No.
Okay, well, let me answer the question. Yes, they have. Utah was overrated. They were underrating Denver, and Denver is a better team that they gave them credit for, and here they are advancing. Are they going to win the fucking championship? Absolutely fucking not, but I do feel they were underrated. Guys, like I said, right now is the time of the year to make more money betting sports than you could possibly ever imagine. You guys out there that are lazy, that are still on unemployment, let me show you how to flip your bankroll like a world-class fucking gymnast. I'm running a promotion, $250 of owner selections. It's a $2,500 value, all six fucking sports. College football, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, and horse racing. It'll be the best $250 investment you'll ever make in your entire life. It's the time of the year to get paid. You guys got to get focused. You got to get mentally prepared. And one thing about it, guys, I know we're still in bad times. People's bank accounts aren't where they're supposed to be. You know, right now your bank account is smaller than a mouse pussy, but we can easily turn it in to an account that's longer than a giraffe neck and an elephant trunk put together. Keep yourself surrounded by motivated people. You don't want anybody bringing you down right now. You want to make sure that you stay positive and you have a take no for an answer, never type attitude. Do whatever it takes to get the job done. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say it. Stay positive. I'm in one of the best mind frames I've been in a very, very long time, and I just almost died 14 fucking days ago. So be like me. Stay focused. Stay excited. Realize that life is good. Guys, your life could be taken from you at any second. One thing that I've had to learn is people come in and out of my life. I used to fight it, but now I've realized that it's God's plan. When God takes somebody out of your life or they put somebody in your life, you got to follow God's plan. And that's what I've learned to do now. And I'm going to follow God's plan because I know his plan for me is a lot bigger than any plan or itinerary that I could possibly ever put together. It's going to be a huge year this year. We're making money hand over fist. It's a $1 trillion industry. And you deserve your fair share. Give us a call. Take advantage of that promotion. And like I said, throughout these years, let's not be having the coaches, the players, and everybody involved being the only ones to get paid. You deserve to get paid. You deserve a second income. And the reason why is because you deserve it. And don't let anybody tell you any different. Your family deserves the finer things in life. You deserve the finer things in life. And I want to make sure that you get it. On the behalf of VIP Sports, myself, my family, we love you guys. Let's go have a kick-ass year. And once again, have a beautiful day. We love you.
It's Steve Stevens. I bust your bookie head open. Split it to the white meat. I ain't joking. Me and Dirt Bomb in the ghost flow. Straight OG like the kush I be smoking. It's way too potent for rookies to come hit it. A little white girl around, I might sniff it. Popping bub in the club, so twisted. My pops keeps telling me to go get it. So I'm at the sports book, betting big on the Clippers. I'm talking about five figures, I need a few shots of liquor. Might need another zipper if the bomb play me. Fuck around and put a half a meal on Tom Brady. When it comes to betting sports, Steve Stevens a beast. Need a certified winner called VIP Sports. Got too many felonies to ride around with my Glock. So sure to keep it since I got shot in Vegas like Pop. Here and I keep hearing things.